proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Born in a humble village in Austria to an Orthodox Jewish home, Jacob Gardenhaus was trained to be a rabbi. However, his life would be forever changed when he moved to the United States. Jacob came expecting to find fame and fortune, but found something far better than gold. His older brother Zev had come to faith in Jesus as the Messiah through his study of the Hebrew Scriptures. It was largely in part to Zev's influence that Jacob's eyes were open to the truth about Jesus. One day, that miracle occurred when he prayed to trust Jesus as his Messiah. In an instant, Jacob's life was changed and he cried out to those around him, "I have found him!" The crowd around him despised his newfound faith and beat him, and this was his entrance into Jewish evangelism. Dr. Gardenhaus said, "If this Jesus were the one, I wanted God to reveal him to me, and I vowed to live for him, and if necessary, to die for him." This was the heart of a man devoted to God. Although he was regarded as a meshumad, or traitor, by his people, he became a treasure to Christ. He enrolled in Moody Bible Institute and graduated in 1919. Even during his years of training in Bible school, Dr. Gardenhaus used every opportunity to share the gospel among Jewish people in his area. His faith in Christ was his greatest treasure. He faced opposition from his family and friends, losing home and position, but he never wavered from his faith in Jesus. Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus once said, "From the moment that the light of his salvation entered my heart, I longed for the privilege of making known to my loved ones the glorious truth as revealed in Jesus, the Messiah." When the news, though, of Jacob's faith in Jesus reached his family, it was like a bombshell to them. His father, now living in Palestine, considered him dead and spent 7 days of mourning. For many years, Jacob attempted to explain to his father the true meaning of his belief. It seemed that there could never be any reconciliation. However, Jacob never stopped praying for his father. It was at that time that a good friend assured his father that Jacob had not departed from the faith, and that he still believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He received a letter from his father urging him to repent and to come home. Jacob's faith was strengthened, and he was determined as never before to go and personally witness to his father. Arriving in Jerusalem, Jacob went straight to the synagogue where his father was praying. As he reached the synagogue, Jacob spotted him. In all these years, Jacob had never had a picture of his father. With his camera ready, Jacob snapped several pictures as his father came out of the synagogue. Jacob walked up to him and placed his hands on his shoulders. His father was speechless, and he repeated several times, my son Jacob from America. He simply could not believe it. He asked Jacob whether he was living by the teachings of the law and the traditions of the fathers, and Jacob replied that he believed every bit of God's word. "Are you faithful in praying?" he asked Jacob. And Jacob replied, "Well, not a day passes that I do not pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And at that moment, God gave Jacob strength. And lovingly, Jacob presented his father the very prophecies concerning the Messiah, the time of his coming, the place of his coming, and the tribe from which he was to spring, and others, and all these had been fulfilled. He explained to his father the Old Testament teachings of the two comings of the Messiah. He was to come first as the suffering servant predicted in Psalm 22 and Isaiah 53, which had already been fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth. Then he was to come again to fulfill the rest of the prophecies as the king bringing universal peace. It was the greatest revelation he had ever had. Jacob's father lifted up his hands and said, "I am waiting for him." And Jacob asked, "Are you looking for Yeshua, for Jesus?" And his father said, "Yes, Yeshua, Jesus." An inexpressible joy filled his heart. And like Simeon of old, he had been waiting, hoping, and praying for the consolation of Israel. And having found him, he could say, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." This has been the testimony of Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus's father. Now thank you for joining us today. If you'd like to hear this program again, or any of our other archive programs, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.